Hey, Scott O.
I just want to thank you for this sweet Go See Talk t-shirt, man. When I put it on, women just start coming at me from all directions.
Well, no problem, dude.
Oh, yeah, and check this out. I had this rash in my chest for like 3 months, right? The first time I wore this Go See Talk t-shirt for the day, I took it off before bed and the rash was gone.
Really?
Yeah, dude. I also worked at a job interview I had last week, and not only did I get the job, but the boss liked it so much, he made me his partner.
Huh?
Yeah, and I'm now a millionaire because of your Ghostly Talk t-shirts.
Well, you know, we not only have new t-shirts for 2007, but Ghostly Talk also has a brand new line of bumper stickers and 1¼-inch buttons.
You're kidding!
No, sir. You can check them out and also find out how to order them at ghostlytalk.com.
I must go and order all of them now!
Whoa, hold on. Save some for the rest of the listeners. As you can see, Ghostly Talk swag is going fast, so head on over to ghostlytalk.com and check it out. T-shirts, bumper stickers, and 1¼-inch buttons, all for a very cheap price. Order yours today.
Pack another suitcase. Move on to another place. Wish your memories away, but they stay. Run from feeling nothing, but soon they'll all catch you, and you'll have to face the music soon enough. She keeps leaving and starting over. She finds herself in the same old new thing. It'll be different this time. She'll find that pot of gold, and she finds herself in the same old, same old. Wish your memories away, but they stay. Run from feeling nothing, but soon they'll all catch you.
Shaking this ball, and all I get is the number 8. Where's the snow? I told my psychic, I wanted to know if I was going to win the lottery, and she asked me for the numbers. The death card keeps showing up in this deck. Maybe I should get a reflector on my scooter. I keep dreaming about frogs leaping into my bed. This book says I'm just horny. Having a bad day at the Wheel of Fortune? Karma Cast has answers. Check out KARMAKAST.com for show listings and times. KarmaCast.com is a division of Mayhem Media.
You are listening to Ghostly Talk with your hosts, Doug and Scott L.
All right, now we're cooking.
Happy birthday, Gowan.
Yes, happy birthday, sweet cheeks.
Ghost Hunters Incorporated Gowan has turned 15 today.
Yes, yes.
Happy birthday, Gowan.
That was creepy.
We're running on all eight cylinders now, I think. We're finally warmed up. Been kind of jittery here, but we got it going here. This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
And I'm Doug.
And I'm Bonnie.
And I want to mention something real quick before we talk to our illustrious next guest. At 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
That's when we go off the air.
That's when we're supposed to go off the air.
That's when everybody celebrates.
That's when everybody's happy because Ghostly Talk's done for another week and we don't have to listen to these morons talk about themselves for 3 hours. So usually the people are very happy about that, but unfortunately we have to trouble you some more for another hour because we're going to be on Encounters Paranormal Radio series tonight with our dear friend Tim Yancey.
Yes.
Immediately after Ghostly Talk, we're gonna go right to the other office and whatever that may be, and hop on phones and sit on the air with Tim and talk about what's going on. Tim's been a dear friend of ours for years. I mean, years, like pushing a decade now, pretty much, you know.
Right.
So, and he invited us to come on his brand new show. And I mean, Tim was around before we were, way before Ghostly Talk was. So he's old school. I mean, he is the man. So if you guys want to hang out, you can go to, I didn't put the website down like a moron, encounterslive.com.
Yeah.
That's the website. Or timyancey.com. But encounterslive.com or timyancey.com to listen live tonight. We'll be on there from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. talking about ourselves like we do on this show.
Excellent.
So it's a four-hour Ghostly Talk instead of a three-hour Ghostly Talk.
Yay!
Pretty much.
All right, I'm shutting up. Doug, it's all you.
Rick Hayes is the founder of Life's Gift Incorporated, an association that supports his consultation and speaking engagement services. As a consultant with unique abilities, and I have run into these myself, Rick consults on a daily basis with those that have questions regarding life and life after. As a speaker and lecturer, Rick has shared his thoughts with inspiration and enthusiasm to thousands since 2003. Rick's speaking invitations range from small organization groups of 15 members to major events and conventions attended by thousands. Rick's wife, Rick's...
Yeah.
I know, I'm messing
right,
up
you're
again.
Okay. You're all right.
Do I get docked?
Yes.
Thank you. Rick's wide range of topics is designed to accommodate each speaking invitation. His website, of course, is www.lifesgift.com. It has been permanently linked up at Ghostly Talk in the...
for a very long time.
For a long time, because he's a return visitor here at
Ghostly
Talk.
Oh, we love him on the show.
Rick, welcome back to Ghostly Talk.
Hey, it's a real pleasure, and I think I'm going to take Doug on tour with me. He introduces me very well.
Well, I only read what Scott puts down, so there we go. But I have, and not very well at that, but I do have an immense amount of enthusiasm and respect and knowledge about what you do and your work and Life's Gift, and therefore it's a pleasure to have you on again.
Always.
Always.
Well, thank you, and it's I always look forward to coming on this show because we just had a lot of fun, and it just seems like the time I'm on just flies by.
Yes,
so.
It does.
We were talking about that, as a matter of fact. We said, this next hour is going to go by like that.
Yeah,
because whenever Rick's on, it's just so much fun.
Yeah, it's always great. It goes right through. Totally cool. Actually, you know, and like we might as well keep with the Mid-South Paranormal Convention motif that we've had for thus far tonight.
Yeah, the, talk about weird coincidences.
You mean I have to follow Keith? That's going to be hard for you.
Talk about weird coincidences. We had, of course, Keith was coming on anyway to talk about Mid-South, the upcoming Mid-South in 2 weekends.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had Windwalker on.
Yeah, Willie Windwalker.
And he's going to be there in the vendor room. Mm-hmm. And now we're having, and you're on, and you're going to be there. Of course, you're speaking, and it just, you know, to energize everybody and give everybody a, you know, your unique presentation, and everybody feels so good after hearing you speak that it's just an amazing show that it worked out this way. I was shocked, and Scott did not plan it.
I didn't plan it. I swear to God.
Came together that way.
Well, we're just as excited here about the convention coming up as anyone, because this will be our third year out. We'll be there, and it's always a great weekend. We get inspired just meeting so many people there that, you know, brings us inspiration. And then we get to meet, you know, our friends that we feel like we've known for years, like Scott, Doug, and Bonnie, but we don't really get to see each other as often as, you know, because we're all going our hectic path each and every day. So it's always a pleasure to go to these kind of conventions and seeing everyone like yourself.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, we met for the first time last year in Louisville.
Yeah.
That was the first time we actually hung out and talked.
That's when we drove our boats into the parking lot, right?
Exactly.
In fact, I think Doug and I were standing outside when we first introduced each other. And we were standing outside, and it was just torrential rain coming down.
It was.
And I remember Doug looking at me, and he said, "You think we ought to go inside?" And I said, "Yeah, I think that's a good idea."
Two paranormal enthusiasts with enough sense to come in out of the rain.
There you go.
I'm so proud of you both.
Thank you.
Another first in the paranormal community right there.
I have to say that was quite a torrential downpour.
I will never forget it, man.
Scheduled for that weekend.
I'll never forget that. That was the craziest weekend ever as far as weather was concerned. It was just ugly.
But it was much better when we saw you again. We saw you up at, oh my gosh, was that place haunted or what, in Arkansas?
Yeah.
Well, I had a personal experience there, and I'll share it at the convention in a couple weeks. But when we got there, it was very late. We'd been dry on the road all week, and we got there. And as soon as I walked in, you know, when I go into these places like this, I immediately get some type of energies. And I'll never forget, I walked up to the counter, and we was registering in, and a member of my team was telling the lady behind the counter who we were and everything. And I looked at the lady, because as soon as I walked into this place, I said, I smelled the aroma. I smelled the aroma of smoke, and I was receiving a message. And I asked the lady behind the counter, I said, was there a fire here at one time? And I'll never forget it. She looked at me, and she said, are you one of those ghost people? And, you know, and I shared with her. I said, "Well, no, I'm just here to speak for the ghost, you know." But it was an amazing place there, and it was a great weekend as well. I mean, that's what's all about this industry is we get to meet great people, get to introduce ourselves to these places that are filled with memories and experiences in life.
Well, I have to say that.
You said you smelled smoke, Rick.
Yeah.
You sure that wasn't just us outside?
Yeah.
I was thinking, like, well,
that's where we spent the whole week.
It was on the porch just, like, screaming and yelling at each other and smoking cigarettes, you know?
Well, she did acknowledge to me then that, you know, there was a fire in that hotel many years ago.
Okay.
So that acknowledged to me. But probably the most, and I won't go into a lot of detail tonight on, because I'm sharing it for the, you know, for those that are coming and listening, but I got to my room about 11 o'clock at night, and as soon as I laid down to go to sleep, I immediately had an energy come through, and immediately, you know, I tried to tell the energy that I was tired, but it was insistent, and it kept telling me, talk to me. And finally I acknowledged him, and well, I lifted the cover over my head, and I acknowledged him, and he said, they cut my tongue out. And at the time, I had no understanding what this meant. And then he went on to tell me this was his room, and he shared with me that his bed was on the opposite side where my bed was. And for some strange reason, he explained to me where his bedpan was near the bed in case I needed to go or something. I don't know. And I didn't understand it at the time, but, I knew there was a reason why he was sharing me these experiences and memories. And then we found out, actually, we was coming home that Sunday evening, and we always pick up some flyers and pamphlets because I really don't like to know much history of the locations we go to. I want these energies to share with me. Mm-hmm. And as we're coming home, one of the team members shared with me, she said, well, look, she said this hotel at one time was a place where they like a hospital for cancer. And it made so much sense to me that this energy was basically telling me he had cancer of the throat and they'd actually cut his tongue out. So.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I think when we were actually down there, you mentioned to me that, because it was the next morning, it was Saturday morning, and we were all just like, we had to be up so early, right? And
yeah.
I, you mentioned to me, you're like, I couldn't go to sleep. They kept talking to me all night.
Yeah.
They kept waking me up over and over again. I'm like, well...
They had a lot to share in that hotel, and it made a lot of sense because there's some. After I read more about it, it has tremendous history.
But it was a great time out in Arkansas. We really enjoyed
that
it.
That was, by the way, at the Crescent Hotel in Eureka Springs,
Arkansas.
Beautiful hotel, and it was so accommodating for that convention.
That was the perfect place for that. It was totally awesome. Rick, I guess we'll just start off like this. It's a dumb question to even ask this to you, but I'll ask it anyways. What have you been up to, Rick?
Oh, my.
I love dumb questions.
Well, I will share this with you. We try to because of my schedule and because we try to reach as many in-personal consultations as we can. So usually we try, I usually don't like to have any more than two what we call telesessions on Sundays. And so I actually had two. In fact, I just got off the phone with one about 10 minutes before I came on air.
Mm-hmm.
And I've kind of had an international day today because the first one I had was actually from a small town in France and over the telephone. And then the last one I just got off was from Guadalajara, Mexico.
Wow.
So you can imagine, they kept telling me I had a funny accent, because of my southern accent, But it was just, both of them was very inspirational and very, anytime I have personal consultations like that and the speaking engagements and everything that we're involved in, everybody has asked me, they said, why you always seem so happy? Why are you always excited? Well, look, there's a reason. Life is exciting.
Well, yeah, and...
It is. It's what you make of it, your role in life is to get with lots of people and help them out. And I have to say, the seminars fascinate me. The Life's Gift seminars, because you guys go all over the place and do them, and of course you're expanding into the teleconferencing and things like that. But what have you ever run into a really unique individual, somebody who's really tugged at your heartstrings or something at one of your seminars?
Absolutely. I mean, the seminars we're doing this year is called Your New Life Attitude, and these seminars are focusing on how to get the most out of your daily life and how to understand that before you can understand what I call the supernatural life, you must first understand your life daily, what your purpose here in life is, and how to get the most out of it.
Sounds like Scott identifies with that.
Sounds like Scott wanted to deafen us by identifying with that.
And I'll give you an example of, what I mean. After a seminar, we get responses and through emails and letters, and one of the ones that kind of stand out right now is the one that, she said that after the seminar, I share some tips on what you can do to change your life and for that day. And she said on the way home, her and her husband just decided they was going to give it a try. And one of the tips I share in the seminar is you should wake up. The first thing you should do is wake up in the morning and smile, because smile is a way to bring positive energy inside your body. And she said, Rick, just wanted to email you and share with you she said, my husband and I decided to try that, and she said we woke up that morning, we both smiled. She said it it tremendously, just and a few other things I shared in the seminar, it tremendously changed our whole day. She said it actually was the first time in 22 years of marriage that both of us woke up and smiled at the same time. And she said that we can already see a change in our environment, in our home. So whenever I receive things like that, you know, I share the things I share with the loved ones who's moved on, the things I share from what I've learned. It's, you know, I get feedback that it's inspiring to them, but it's just as inspiring to me when I hear things like that as well.
What about, okay, and this is going to sound really goofy, but it has a purpose. Concerning waking up like that, now, obviously a smile, that's what we should all do. I agree.
Right.
Sometimes it's harder to do that than other times, I imagine. But what about a joke? What about joking around? Because the reason I'm saying this is because usually, you know, me and Amber wake up, you know, I do something stupid, or I poke her in the head, or I tickle her, or I do something goofy like that, and usually piss her off, to be frank, right? But I think it's funny, and I laugh, and I smile, so that's good for me, right?
But I don't know if... I think on the whole, that might not work out totally.
Well,
you know,
she knows I'm kidding around, though.
Yeah, that's true.
So until she kills
you in your sleep.
Yeah, so she smothers you in a pillow, yeah.
Well, the whole point of that is, you know, you want to start your day off. You don't want to start your day off feeling automatically negative, because that just drags on throughout the rest of your day. So what you want to do, you want to start something, and a smile is the best technique that we have to actually bring a goodness inside you.
Mm-hmm.
And so just starting off with a smile. And if it's a joke, where you both can smile on the joke, then, you know, it's going to change your day.
Yeah,
it's going to absolutely change your day.
Well, you know, like I said, it's a joke. I think it works.
At least for me. Tickle her incessantly in the morning. That would be perfect.
That's what I do.
Yes, excellent. Well, there you go. She's laughing, you're smiling. A little bit of exercise. Can't hurt anybody.
But that's, you know, I've been doing a little reading on this myself, Rick, in other places, and as far as your attitude, and I've been, you know, trying to do some behavior modification lately on myself.
Thank heavens.
Yeah, I know. Because I was gonna get fired from Ghostly Talk.
Yes, I was making a list right now.
I was gonna get fired from Ghostly Talk, actually, if I didn't straighten my act up, Rick. So
it's still a possibility.
Corporate sent me some books to read, right? And why are you laughing at me?
Because I love you.
But no, and that's, I've actually been, you know, a lot of the same, I've heard a lot of the same things, though, too, Rick, whereas, you know, when you wake up, say to yourself, you know, along with smiling and stuff, say to yourself, okay, look, I'm the man. I mean, I'm saying it in my terms, right?
Rick, how can you get through this without laughing?
You're really cheering me up. Thank you.
How can you get through this, Rick, without laughing?
I know, Rick.
No,
I understand
what you say. It's all about your intentions.
Yeah, right? It's how you wake up.
It's like,
right?
Waking up late and saying, God, my day sucks.
I'm going to wake up.
You just
up.
Set the tone for the whole day.
I'm
exactly,
going to wake
yeah.
up tomorrow, and I'm going to call Scott, and I'm going to say, Scott, you know what? I'm the man. And I'm going to see what he says. That's what I'm going to do.
Rick, are you taking all this in over there?
Absolutely. Well, and one of the things, though, you know, Scott would, instead of saying I'm the man, okay,
mm-hmm.
Really what everyone should look at is this, that the day that is your day is mm-hmm. created just for you. No one else is going to have a day like yourself, so it's created just for you. It's a unique day for yourself.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
that's a valuable day, and if you wake up thinking that day is something very valuable, and I've got a lot of this, I've created a lot of this from one of the sources was from friends that I know, such as Mark Victor Hansen and some of the other speakers on that are out there sharing about the positive things in life. But I've also, you know, I've listened from the loved ones who have moved on,
mm-hmm.
and every day when I'm in these consultations, sharing with me how they want their loved ones to really understand the value of life and get the most out of life and really be positive and understand
yeah.
their purpose in life. And by all this, you know, by understanding this, it changes your whole day.
And then that was my point, too, is that I mean, I said it in my terms, as in I'm the man, right? But what I mean by that is, okay, this is my day. I'm going to make the most of this day. I'm going to do the best I can today. Things may not work out the way I want them to, but I'm going to do the best I can regardless and make the most of everything.
And Scott, you are the man in your day, okay? I don't care what anybody else says.
Well, thank you, Rick. At least you're one person here that agrees with me. The co-hosts don't, apparently.
We know you a lot better than he does.
But that's what it's all about, though. Go ahead, Doug.
I'm going to go to the bathroom. I know you're having a great day, Scott L., but I want to ask about the CDs and the books. Because here's the thing about CDs and books. I talk to a lot of people who've written books, who have CDs and videos and things like that. Rick, it's got to be really interesting. What does it feel like, and what have people said, people you haven't even met? Because I can understand the seminars, right? Mm-hmm. You go to a seminar, you meet up with some folks, you know, they have interesting stories, you help them out, they're inspired, they go home, they write you an email, oh man, after meeting you, you know, I followed this and this and this and that made, you know, a difference, this is amazing, and you get wonderful feedback from that. But what about feedback from anonymous people who you hadn't actually met, yet you've helped? That's got to feel pretty weird.
Well, it does, and I'll give you a very good example. We received, I think, one day last week, and it takes me several days to catch up with emails, but I try very hard. And we just received an email, and she shared with us that she was going to be attending her and her husband was going to be attending the paranormal conference. And she said, you know, there's some issues about going with her religious background, and she wanted my thoughts on her exact question was, do I feel houses are haunted and why? And I've never met this couple before, but I shared with her what my thoughts are as far as haunted houses and about loved ones. And we received a reply back from them, and they said, you know, they definitely can't wait to meet me and hear me speak. They said, because of, I won't go into a lot of detail of her emails, but in summary, she was saying because of the words I shared with her, it helped her to get a better understanding of everything that has to do with haunted and to look at it in a different view. And it's inspiring for me. Here's a couple I've never met before, and to get this email and to ask me that, and I reply, and then she replies to me with her email. It's definitely inspiring.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. And it turns out in this particular case, you will get to meet her and see her, and
absolutely,
and she'll get to watch you speak and shake your hand, and that's fantastic.
Because one of the things I'm going to share this year at the Mid-South Conference is I'm going to focus on ghosts. I really feel like ghosts has been getting a bad rap, and I'm going to defend the ghost, you know, so I'm actually going to share a little bit about the ghost, and I'm going to have the audience help me, and they're going to tell me about ghosts. And then I'm going to share, I'm working on a book that I'm near completion. I've been working on it for almost a year and a half, 2 years now, but I've actually came up with what I call the listen formula. And I'm actually in the Mid-South Convention, I'm going to share these five. Listen is LISTEN. It's a very powerful and knowledgeable word, but each letter stands for how to develop and how to better understand your own abilities that you have. And there's certain steps, and each step is a letter in LISTEN. And by following these steps, you can get a better understanding of what these ghosts really are.
Okay.
What?
Well, no, you saw my face when Rick said that, right?
Yeah.
You're in trouble, Rick. All right, you're in trouble because you were telling us about how you're going to conduct your presentation this year. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like you're going to make the crowd tell stories. Am I correct?
No. Actually, they're going to – I want to surprise everyone, but I'm going to share with them what ghosts are. But before I do that, they're going to tell me that they have a ghost around them right in that – they have a ghost with them, and they're going to tell me that.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
Interesting.
And I'm going to share with them in my engagement there. I'm going to share with them how they can do that.
Now that's going to be interesting.
That's
I'm going to have to sit on that one for sure. It's
very simple. It's just like squeezing a toothpaste. You know, it's very simple. It's just that we don't really look at it that way. But once I share with it at the convention, mm-hmm. Everyone's going to say, "Oh yeah, I should add a V8." You know.
Rick, let's take a quick break. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, we need to take a breather here. But
let's take a break.
Man, and it's going, look,
it's
7:30.
It's already flying by.
7:30.
I know.
You know, We got to just do 2 hours next time,
Why
Rick.
Don't we just do the whole show with him then?
I really think that's a good idea.
That's a good We'll just do like 3 hours, Rick. How does that sound? Next time you come on, we'll do 3 hours.
Of course, he's been doing seminars, teleseminars all day, and then it's...
Yeah, he comes out here and comes with us jokers. Yeah, great.
I know. Yeah.
But, you know, I wanted to end my day, I just shared with you guys how you should, you know, be positive throughout the day. Well, I wanted to end my day with on a very highly positive note, so I'm ending my positive day with Ghostly Talk Radio.
That's true.
I'm sorry. We're the best you could do.
We're going to need to get a liner from you with that.
We want that in writing.
Yeah, we need a liner.
But do stick around, because we still have another half hour to go. Yeah,
we don't want to lose you just yet.
And, but, yes, we'll be back with more. Don't forget, the website is www.lifegift.com.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, it's Rick Hayes. He'll be at Mid-South Paranormal Convention with us in 2 weekends.
Oh, man. It's just so exciting.
More with Rick after this.
I'm Tim Yancey, inviting you to explore the fascinating realm of the paranormal. Ghosts and hauntings, Bigfoot, UFOs, and alien abductions. Join me live every Sunday evening at 9 p.m. with the foremost authorities and experts in the world regarding the mysterious realm of the unexplained. The Encounters Paranormal Radio Series, as heard on WBZT 1230 AM. EncountersBroadcasting.com.
When you flashed, I saw what looked like a figure standing in the water.
Okay, this is Dream Team. We're ready for EVP sweep.
That is weird. These cameras don't do this.
Water supposedly will come off and on in various rooms.
It said our EMF meter started to smell the main one.
You're listening to the number one source for paranormal evidence brought to you firsthand by real investigators in the field. No hoaxes, no disinformation. You're listening to The Ghost Project.
I found myself face to face with someone or something that was attempting to play with my psyche as well as my physical being.
How sure are you of that?
I'm 100% sure of that.
We'll be right back. start making plans now to join us for the paranormal event of 2007.
The Halloween Spooktacular, October 27th, at the Haunted Lincoln Theater in Decatur, Illinois.
Hosted by Troy Taylor, author of 50 of the best-known books on haunted history, not to mention the Ghost Hunter's Guidebook.
Meet the rock and roll ghost hunter Keith Dage from sci-fi channel Spooked, and Del Kazmarek, president of the renowned Ghost Research Society.
Join in the discussion with Rosemary Ellen Guiley and psychic detective Ken Berg.
Meet Becky Ray and Laura Moon, host of Darker Side of the Moon Radio, and of course, there's us.
The Ghost Man and Demon Hunter, live from the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show.
If that's not enough, folks, there's a free tour of the Greenwood Cemetery and Big Street viewing of the 1932 classic movie, The Old Dark House.
There's even a haunted Decatur tour and a late-night hunt of the Lincoln Theater itself, sold on a first-come, first-served basis.
Seating is limited, folks. Make reservations now at www.prairieghost.com/halloween.html or by calling 888-446-7859. Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express accepted.
It's not just spooky.
It's spooktacular!
Before we go any further, I've been meaning to do this for a while. This has been hung up in my bathroom here at the winery for since the Ghost World Conference, actually, in Gettysburg.
Yeah.
We met two really cool people named Jordan, and I forgot the lady's his wife's name. We were talking to him outside for a while.
Yeah, I only talked to Jordan, though, at the table.
Oh, man. Well, Jordan, and oh, she's going to kill me now, because I know they listen
You're
to the
gonna
show.
You're going to get an email.
Yeah. I'm going to get an email getting yelled at. I want to say Jordan and Jill.
Okay, that'll work.
That'll work for right now. Her name's Jill, right?
For now.
It probably isn't, so I'm going to get killed now by her. They are the owners of a company called Black's Soap and Sundry, okay? And they had a table at the Ghost World Conference, and I went over there. They were two really cool people. Actually, Jill, we're going to call her Jill. She came up to me and said, I love Ghostly Talk. I'm like, oh, that's totally cool. And I'm like, you know, so we talked, and she's like, yeah, we got that table over there. We sell soaps and stuff like that. I'm like, I love soaps. I'll have to come check them out, right? So I went over to the table at the end of the weekend, and I dropped like 30 or 40 bucks between me and Amber, and I bought us like a whole ton of stuff, right? And I use it still. I'm using all the soaps and stuff, and it's a really good product these guys have. I'm totally pimping them, and I don't care. Because they're independent people that do this stuff on their own. They're called Black Soap and Sundry. I just have to read the back of this thing really quick.
Okay.
So I was reading this, you know, on break. I'll do it in my... And Rick, you're going to love this, because this is my sexiest voice I can do this, right?
Uh-oh.
This is what the flyer says. Nestled in the oft misty foothills of the Appalachian Range, a stone's throw from Meditation Gardens and Camusil, we craft our soaps, lotions, and lip balms to soothe, indulge, and enlighten our senses and those of our patrons. How was that?
Hot.
Was it hot?
Yeah.
Was it hot?
Kind of creepy.
No, they're awesome. These guys are totally cool, and I bought a bunch of their stuff. It's really good stuff. You can go to their website. The website's www.soapandsundry.com. All ran together. Soapandsundry.com. Just how it sounds. I just want to pimp them, because I've been meaning to do it since the conference, and I promised them I'd throw them a shout-out regardless, but I'm doing this on my own, because I stand behind their product.
Wow. That's
good
something.
Soap.
That's something.
It's good soap. I love it. I still use their lotions, too.
So do
yes,
I.
Yes,
I'm in my first
yes, I am a metrosexual. I don't care. I'm proud of it. Sorry about that. All right,
you look very, very well hydrated today. Yes, your skin is hydrated and glowing.
We gotta
I'm
tell about.
So
can we tell? Okay,
right
I won't
now.
Say it. I won't say it, Rick.
You can say it.
No, we'll do it later. We got a whole
right,
hour at the end of the
right.
show. Sorry, Rick. I had to pimp those guys because they're really cool.
That's fine. It sounds like something I need to look at.
Well, I'll. I just, you, well, I worked out before the show.
Well, that's another thing,
yeah.
Rick, is that when you feel good about yourself,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
When you feel good about yourself, when you use soaps that, like, Scott found the soap maker and lotion maker that,
mm-hmm,
that really, it connects with him. And he just really, you know, when he uses this stuff, it just makes it so much better, right?
Makes me feel wonderful.
And
Rick.
He feels wonderful about himself. When you feel good about yourself, Wow, now that's really feeling good about yourself.
I'm disturbed.
Yeah.
I want to party like
I'm
a werewolf,
I'm leaving
baby.
Now.
But doesn't that affect everything in your life?
Absolutely. You got to feel good about yourself before you can feel good about everything around you.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Absolutely.
No, and that is just one of if I may ask this, these are the things that I go through, Rick, and I hate to do this. I know you guys are going to be rolling your eyes in the back of your head. But, you know,
we
I love
do that any time
you
talk.
I talk,
yeah.
I know.
Every time I look at these walls, I do
If you make one more comment about the paint job in this studio...
It's baby poop green.
I'm putting your head through
the
wall.
That was another comment. Put my head through the wall. It's less paint I have to look at.
You're out.
Oh, she's
again,
out of the mix.
She's out of the mix. Anyways, what I was thinking, Rick, you brought up a really good point, though, Doug. It's these little things that I think people neglect nowadays in their lives. The little things like just... You know, people always tell me I'm anal retentive, right? But cleaning my house once a week is very therapeutic for me. It's a cleansing, so to say. It makes me feel great that when I'm done, I look around and go, you know, I'm sweaty and dirty, but look how wonderful my home looks. This is really great. And it makes me feel good inside. People don't seem to take those things into account nowadays. It seems like people are so wound up with other stressful things that they don't take advantage of these little things you can do for yourself to make yourself feel really good and make the most of your day. Am I somewhere remotely on a good point here, Rick?
You hit it right in the center of the bullseye. I mean, again, you create a positive environment around you, and it'll create a positive environment within you. Mm-hmm. And like myself, I have not only take time in my day to do a little, you know, just a walk, but not just a walk for exercise, but to walk to just to gather and to gather the great things that are part of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, you know, people ask me in consultations, they say, why do our loved ones bring up such little, you know, what to us would be minute little experiences or memories, you know, that they still remember? Well, they're wanting us to understand even the little things in our life mean so much to our life. And we tend in our daily routine, we tend to just overlook these, and we tend to take things for granted. That's what a lot of problem is with relationships. After a while, they tend to take each other for granted, and they, you know, you shouldn't do that, because each moment that you're having in your purpose life is something of tremendous value.
And that's beautiful, because that's the truth too. I mean, and you see that with a lot of couples too. I know I got friends that have been married for numbers of years, or they've been with their significant other for numbers of years, and it bothers me because I see them sometimes, and you can tell they're just like not really, you know, they really do care about each other, I think, deep down, but they're so used to each other that they're, you know, like you just said, they take it for granted what they have between each other, right?
Well, I really got to catch myself a lot of times, because I'll be in a consultation and I found that I'm consulting as far as sharing messages from loved ones, but it's also led me into just sharing about, you know, consulting with individuals on how to get a better daily life. And I catch myself every once in a while, because I catch myself stealing a line from a famous television talk show guy. I'll look right at him and say, "So how's that working for you?" You know, and they look at me like, "Well, it's not going very well." Well,
but you know, that's what it's the little things, though. I mean, I can't stress that. I tell that to people all the time. Like, you know, okay, just enjoy every. I mean, I hate to use this as an example here again, but. You know, we built this little studio for the show here back at the beginning of the year, you know, our little studio we have here. And, you know, I think Bonnie's already made it very apparent that she cannot stand the color on the walls. But when Doug and I discussed this thing, I said, you know, Doug, we're doing this show now, you know, and this is our life now is Ghostly Talk. It's our passion, you know, it's our hobby too. And I said, you know, let's do something here. We got the room to do this with now. Let's build an environment for this show now that like when we walk into it, it just kind of like puts its arms around us, right? And we feel good in this environment, right?
Bonnie would think positive. It's a diaper.
Well, yeah. But it's a positive environment.
I remember picking out a completely different green, but... I'm only razzing.
You're messing my tender. You're totally screwing my tender moment.
All right, do your tender moment.
No, that's the thing though, Rick. I mean, that's what it ties right in with what we were saying. You know, We want to build a positive environment.
So, Bonnie, you're sitting in a green studio?
Yeah.
Okay.
Green is my favorite color, but this green, not so much. This is like, I've seen many diapers that look like this wall.
Oh, God.
Well, normally, you know, the color green it's renewal or growth. It gives you the sense of renewal or growth. But based on the color green you're talking, you're sharing with me, I'm not sure.
Discard and waste.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. thank you for chiming in on that one.
There
Doug.
You go.
The point being, though, is that we wanted to make a positive environment to do this show in. We wanted to make a nice, fresh place to come here once a week and do the best job we can on this show. And I think it's working. I hope it's working. You know, but it's what you're saying, though. You know, you surround yourself with a good environment. You surround yourself with good people. And it will improve your life, I think.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, and you'll find yourself once you create, again, I'll go back to this, once you create an environment around you that is positive, and that's one of the things I share in the seminars is what to do about the negative energies that are around you. What I'm saying is in the negative people around you, what can you do? Because negative can be overcome with positive. Positive is stronger than negative, but if you allow the negative to be constantly being around you, it's going to absorb into yourself, and it'll change your environment if you allow the negative attitude to come in.
Mm-hmm. This is going to be somewhat true for ghost hunting as well, isn't it? I mean, because when I've heard that a lot of ghost hunting has to do with attitude and intentions and obviously, you know, familiarity with your equipment, but that's different. But attitude and intentions in the people around you. If you
Absolutely.
Go ghost hunting, right, how would you set yourself up for a good ghost hunt? What can
well,
you do?
Well, that's one of the things I share in the listen formula. In fact, I believe it's letter I, and it's investigate. And what I'm saying there is, when you're developing your abilities, you need to investigate life, not only life after it through logical sense, through everyday logical sense, but also utilize logic in what I call the supernatural life sense. And especially, for example, investigation on paranormal investigators, when I go with them, you go in with a positive attitude and understanding what you're going in for, that it's not going to be anything evil. It's not going to be anything that's going to try to drive you away. If you go in there with a positive attitude, you're bringing in the positive energy with you. And then once you're in there, by maintaining the tools that you have within you, which is the ability to know that these loved ones are in these locations, you will actually pick up more than by going in there and being a little bit skeptical or being, you know, going in there and thinking right away that you're not going to find anything.
Mm-hmm.
So it all has to do with attitude as well. Very good, Doug. That's a good one.
Well,
did good. Give him an A.
Well, yay, Dougie!
Good job, Doug.
Well, I have felt that for a long time, and you know, and it's very very related. It's actually related to the ITC.
Well, yeah.
One of the things that in that regime or that, you know, paradigm is the people around you and the attitude you go in with, and I think it's going to be very important for even ghost hunting. And I know mm-hmm. when we were investigating, and we'll talk about that next hour, but when we were investigating, it was very positive.
Oh, it was a great environment. The last 2 weekends have been awesome at this place in Grand Haven.
So I'm thinking that does help your investigations. And
absolutely.
But isn't
absolutely.
There... Well, go ahead, Rick.
Well, what I was going to just add to that is, you know, when I go investigations when I'm invited with investigators to go investigations, they ask me, they say, have you ever had anything negative? Have you ever had anything evil go up against you? I say, no, never have. Why not? You know, my feeling is this. I'm going in with the attitude of knowing that there's really nothing evil in the supernatural life. And number two, I know that I'm protected not only by my loved ones, but my creator, and they're going to create this positive environment around me. And I also know by going in and telling and knowing myself, not just with the abilities I have, but just knowing myself, when I go in there, that the ones that I'm going to share messages with are nothing more than tour guides there to help me to understand more about the location, because they experienced it, they have the memory, so they're who better to share with you what this is all about in this location than those who's actually been a part of it.
Exactly.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Well, no, and that's the truth. You know,
I like that because really focuses your investigation and what's going to, you know, what hopefully what communications you get.
Well, you know, and I said this last night, actually, when we were out at this location we're going to discuss here in a little while. And I was telling the people that own the property, they're like, you know, so you do this stuff a lot. I'm like, well, yeah, you know, we do some here with the radio show. It's kind of crazy, but we're trying to pick up the pace a little bit now and start getting out there a lot more.
Once a year,
we pick it up, and then something cataclysmic. But the thing is that, and this is where I'm wondering, Rick, if there's a healthy dose of both sides of this, because, you know, the way we approach this is we try to, I mean, we're open to obviously the spiritual side of it. I find it fascinating, and I love to utilize people like that. But we're also on the scientific end of this thing, too. And
which is great.
Yeah. Well, sometimes and I've said this to you, Doug, where sometimes I've been downright cynical about some places. I wasn't trying to be negative and give people a hard time, but in my mind, I was like, all right, it's kind of like that film that comes out that everybody hypes up and hypes up, and when you finally see it, you're like, okay, they really hyped this thing up, right? You know, sometimes we've been to haunted places like that. We've had people tell us, my God, this is the most crazy place you've ever been to. There's activity all over the place. And we get there, and it's like, you know, okay, spend 10 hours there, and nothing really happens, right? Well, you do that a few times, and you start getting a little bit jaded, I think. And I think I was for a little while there, too. Is it negative to be somewhat cynical like that, though, do you think, Rick?
No, what you're doing is, in that point is, you're utilizing your senses in your earthly body. You're just simply, you know, you're being a little bit dejected about something hasn't actually happened, and you're a little bit negative about that it hasn't happened. That's normal. You're just being normal.
Mm-hmm.
But we got to understand, though, that when you go these places, just because you go these places each and every time does not mean that these loved ones are actually going to share during that time. They know when's the best time, they know when's the right time, and they know when to share with you validations.
Yeah, it's very difficult, I think, to go to a location one time and try, you know, walk out of there with, you know, a tape full of EVPs and, you know, pictures all over the place. I mean, it's very difficult.
It'd be great if that happened.
It'd be great, but it just doesn't happen.
No.
But I will say this on as far as the investigators. I really want to give a tremendous applause to the investigators out there because you mentioned utilizing the scientific equipment, because this scientific equipment is giving to those out there who's trying to say it's not out there, it's giving them something concrete that they can see, mm-hmm. that there is something there. Because a lot of those out there that are saying that it is absolutely nothing more here to life than just life here and trying to say it's not there, by utilizing something concrete, which it seems like the only way they can really say it's there, to see something concrete. These investigators like yourself and those investigators out there are really helping this industry, helping more and more to open up and saying, wow, there is something more than life out there. What I'm really hoping is that those out there who are saying it's absolutely not out there and trying to you know, take their negative energy, I wish they would change this and go into the positive energy and say, let's try to go out there and try to find why it is out there. Let's give $1 million to and show it is out there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of saying give $1 million and prove it isn't out there, let's take $1 million and prove it is out there. Not going to mention any names, but I've been approached by them.
Boy, I wonder who you're talking about.
I wonder.
But, you know, and that's the whole thing. Again, by all of us working together, the paranormal investigators out there utilizing the EMS and these electronic tools, which I'm not really familiar with, this just helps those like myself, who's the only tool we have is the ability we have within us. And by all of us working together, it will, you know, it's been documented since the beginning of time that there is something more out there in the supernatural life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, since the creation of heavens and the earth, there's been documentation of supernatural life out there. So all of us working together is actually opening up more and more that, hey, there is something more out there.
I'm convinced there's something out there myself. I mean, I am. I'm convinced. We've experienced things with you know, in our investigative life.
Completely unexplainable.
We can't explain them. You know, my thing is that I don't think every single place the thing I think that happens with people, and I'm not, you know, is they see an old house and it's automatically assumed that it's haunted because it's an old house, right? And I don't know if that's always the case.
Sometimes yes and sometimes no.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what? We've got so few
yeah,
minutes
no kidding.
Left.
Yeah, we got
I
want to
ask really quickly because we've only got a couple minutes left because we're stuck here, you know, in the...
You mean we've already went through an hour?
Yeah.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
But I want to know quickly more about conversations.
Oh, the new show.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Well, we are having a lot of fun with it. It's on the first and third Sundays of each month. We actually began in May. We had a time frame of watching, see how this grows, and we did some projection. We're exceeding our projections as far as listeners. We're receiving listeners all over the world. I think over the weekend, our last show we had in from New Delhi, India to Berlin, Germany, but each and every, what we do on those shows is it gives me the opportunity to share a topic each and every show. Well, I know our next show is Dreamweaver. I'm going to share how to better understand the dreams that you receive, or what I call sleep state messages, and just having a lot of fun with it. And I think if I hadn't told you all before this, I'll tell you this tonight. I really, the more each and every time I do that show, the more and more I respect people like yourself on that side of the mic. It's so much easier on this side of the mic than it is on that side of the mic. I'll guarantee you that.
Sometimes,
well, thank you.
Absolutely true. Thank you so much.
Yeah, sometimes I have lost hair.
Yeah.
But our show, that you know, our easiest way to get to our show is just go to our website and they'll give you the information there. And we're having a great time with it. It's an hour show, and just we have people call in and share some very inspirational, you know, not only questions, but very inspirational comments as well.
Which is fantastic.
That's what it's all about, too.
Conversations is a talk show. So, of course, you
cool
go
name
to...
for a show, too.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
And, of course, all of it can be reached through lifegift.com, right?
Yeah, you're right.
Cool.
Look at the notes, Doug.
Well, I am. I just read it.
Yeah, that's our official site, and then we have a sister site that's LifeGiftSeminars.com. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
But all the information is on LifeGift.com, and I'll be at the Mid-South. I hope to meet everyone there at the Mid-South convention. And in fact, the following month we'll be right back there in that hotel in Louisville, Kentucky. I think October 27th, we're bringing the LifeGift Seminar there.
Really? What a
fantastic
weekend to be in Louisville.
Because
that's the weekend before Halloween.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Absolutely.
Unfortunately, I would love to go to that, but we're going to be
in Chicago.
We're going to be in Chicago, yeah.
But
the weekend before Halloween. Yeah, we're going to be in Chicago. Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're booked up already. Sorry, Rick. I'd love to go. Rick,
I promise you I'm coming up to Michigan, so we're still working on
it.
And
we will
stalk you when
we're going to stalk you.
We're on schedules for 2008, and I know we're adding some dates, so we're hoping we can get up in Michigan.
Excellent.
Well, you just let us know about that, Rick, and we're going to make
do.
That. We'll help you make that happen, because it'll be our pleasure to do that.
Will do. You'll be the first to know.
Excellent.
Rick, hang on the line for 1 second, okay? We don't want you leave us just yet. Can't thank Rick enough for coming on the show again. It's always... Look at
it. It just went like that. Of course, we got to talk about the convention. We'll be at next weekend, of course, we're going to be at
the Mothman Festival.
Yeah, Point Pleasant, West Virginia, at the Mothman Festival. The very next weekend after that, Louisville, Kentucky, Mid-South Paranormal Convention. Rick Hayes will be there with his folks from Life's Gift,
his posse, and his crew.
Yep, and of course Willie Windwalker Gibson will
be
there as well. So
Sweet Keith will be there running the show.
Sweet Keith, of course. Sweet Keith Age.
Mm-hmm.
So this has really come together as a...
Yeah, it's been a fun couple hours so far. Now,
next hour, we're going to be talking about some stuff that we've been up to.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I don't want to leak too much right now. We also have to give away those tickets, those last...
That's right.
We have two more tickets, and that's done. We're done with that. So we're going to probably be doing that within this next hour, too. So a lot coming up here.
What's going on here?
I hear echoes.
Somebody's phone.
That's all right.
I got to pull it out. It's cool. All right, yeah, well, let's go to break before we totally blow up the board.
I like that plan.
We'll be right back. After this, I hope. After that. After this.